The sound of torrential rain slapping jungle leaves hid the cousins Dale Buno and Ben Bubong from Vietnamese soldiers as they fled through the jungles of Cambodia. They were young men, 18 and 19, when demonstrations led by Montagnard churches broke out in Vietnam in 2001. Ben says the fear of arrest grew too high to stay.
No food, and then we just climb up the tree. We see the, you know, bird egg, just ate the bird egg.
And then after they made it to a United Nations refugee camp, they were sent to North Carolina, where nearly all the Montagnard refugees had been resettled. So why North Carolina? Fort Bragg is home base to the Special Forces soldiers who were assigned to work with indigenous people during the war. So Special Forces veterans here, like George Clark, have been advocating for them for over 30 years.
They jumped on my body when I was hit and took the other rounds, keep me from being finished off by the NVA. How do you pay that back? You can't. So you fight for them today.
Back in Vietnam, George Clark led troops of Montagnard soldiers, and many Special Forces veterans have similar stories of owing their lives to the Montagnards they fought with. So several of these veterans showed their appreciation by buying 100 acres near Asheboro. At the time, it was all forested. Dale Buno says it looked like the jungle he had just escaped from.
This place was not like this, you know. This place was all the trees, all the jungle all around, cover all these fields.
Today, part of the land is cleared to build traditional longhouses. One is completed, 5 more are planned. They will represent the 6 major tribes that have resettled in North Carolina. The construction methods are a little different. Back in Vietnam, Montagnards would have used an elephant. They thought they could do the same here. After all, the North Carolina Zoo in Asheboro is nearby. George Clark dissuaded them by telling them the zoo only has African elephants, and they wouldn't be smart enough for the job. In place of elephants, the Montagnards have done everything by hand and by foot, with paces acting like a measuring tape.
Okay. 10 feet long. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Only use his feet. Not my feet,
these longhouses will be used as a gathering space for Montagnards who visit from Greensboro, Raleigh, and Charlotte each weekend. The completed longhouse is 130 feet long and built on stilts. Looking up at it, you can picture yourself in Vietnam, having to pull up the wooden stairs to the front door at night to prevent jaguars from entering. All of this appeals to the Montagnards who are from Vietnam. It doesn't have as much interest to their kids who were born here. So Ben Bubong and Dale Buno are doing something else to appeal to them.
We feel much better after the sacrifice project is complete,
Because they've been working on one soccer field for 7 years now. They cut down the trees with hand tools and raised the $9,200 to have the field leveled. It's their field of dreams. They imagine that if they build it, young Montagnards will come. And yes, it is surrounded by cornfields. Del says Montagnards born here have little knowledge of their parents' language. He says many also don't show much interest in their parents' accounts of arrests and violence. 3 weeks ago, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called for Vietnam to release bloggers who were arrested because they were critical of the government. But Montagnards no longer have refugee status. The UN closed its last refugee camps for them in 2011 after the U.S. recognized the Vietnamese government showed signs that it was improving its treatment of Montagnards.
I'm also American, part of American, but I can't forget my people, you know. I can't forget the land that, you know, we just can't abandon for that, you know, what's going on with it, because they are still human, they're just like us, you know. We come here, we enjoy a lot of the freedom of this country.
Veteran George Clark hopes the field will be a gateway for young Montagnards to remember their history.
This is all about preserving their culture and teaching. We have farmland over there where they're learning organic farming. They know it. They're teaching it to their kids.
This is the hope of George Clark and Montagnard elders. But the reality is that these kids are growing up as Americans. Problems American parents just groan over, like drinking and curfews, are entirely new challenges to Montagnard parents. Ben and Dale are putting new hope in soccer. They're waiting and watching as green shoots fill the field. And if the grass grows tall enough this fall, it could be the first step towards a change. For WFAE News, I'm Kaylee McMonagle in Charlotte.